It never stops. I ran across via another blogger one of these blog posts from a femistatist, and I have to talk about this in the future, but we are getting back to social justice warriors and lack of self-preservation, yada yada. Anyhow, it's the usual thing you hear from the femistatist about how all men should have their property taken away from them, and then they should be put into camps, and they should be segregated away from everybody else. And it's this, you know, on and on and on. Men shouldn't be allowed to own weapons. Men shouldn't be allowed to have jobs. And how wonderful society would be if only women were in control of everything. And when people try to tell me that feminism is about the idea that men and women are equal, do you realize you're fucking stupid for saying that? Do you realize how stupid you are when you say feminism is about equality between men and women? Do you? Do you realize how stupid you are? It is just absolutely hilarious and explains everything that is femistatism. And of course, as I pointed out before, I'm not necessarily opposed to this. Who want the heterosexual white men who work for a living to be segregated away from you. Again, I mean, we tried this, right? It was called the Confederate States of America. And you killed us and forced us to come back. I'm all for this. Let's take the southern states. Let's put all the white men in there. Let's build a fence around it. And you women, you can stand on the outside of the fence and guard it to make sure none of us come out. And any women who want to come in and be with the heterosexual white men who work for a living can do so. And the rest of you can stay outside and you can starve to death and die, because none of you are going to be capable of figuring out how to make a living. You know, in this post, I'm not going to talk about this, but I'm talking about it. In this post, you know, she's going on and on about how, oh, we're going to live off the land and learn to make our own clothing and our own soap. Can you imagine the average millennial female making her own soap? These are people who can't go 15 seconds without looking at their fucking cell phones. They're going to make their own soap? Really? Jesus fucking Christ. And of course, the femistatist will say that there will be no women who will want to come and live with the men, because women who think they want to live with the men are simply thinking they want to do that because they've been indoctrinated by the patriarchy. Feminism is a lot like global warming, right? Remember, if the weather is too hot, it's global warming. If the weather is too cold, it's global warming. If the weather is just right, it's global warming. If there's more rain than normal, well, that's global warming. If there's less rain than normal, that's global warming. If there's more hurricanes this year than last year, well, that's global warming. If there's fewer hurricanes this year than last year, that's global warming. If the sea level rises, well, that's global warming. If the sea level drops, that's global warming. No matter what happens, it's global warming, right? This is why global warming is a religion. You know, the child is born with cerebral palsy. Oh, well, because it's God's will. Well, then the child dies. Well, that's because it's God's will. But if the child lives, well, that's also God's will, right? No matter what happens, well, that's God's will. See, and God works in ways that are just too complicated for us to understand. And global warming is the same way. See, whatever happens, it's global warming. With feminism, whatever happens, it's the patriarchy. Right? If women want to come and live with men, if women want to have men around them, well, that's not their free choice. No, it's because of the patriarchy has indoctrinated them. But of course, at the same time, women are strong and independent and thoughtful, and they can run their own lives and control their own bodies. And why, if only women ran the world, everything would be perfect. But of course, women have been contaminated by patriarchy. The question is, how do the femistatists who want to kill all the men, how do they know they haven't been contaminated by patriarchy? Oh, that's right, because it's only those other women who are contaminated by patriarchy, not you. Actually, you're all contaminated by the patriarchy. I can say this for a fact because I have the patriarchy app installed on my cell phone as a member of the patriarchy, as a heterosexual white man who works for a living. That's why I didn't record any new episodes last week. I was working for a living, creating value for other people, not being a fucking welfare parasite like almost every woman in the United States of America is. Oh, yeah, that's me groaning. That's me. Oh, yes. Let's just knock that over. All right, that's some special effects for you. Fuck it, we're on a roll. Let me slam the microphone stand into the wall. Yes. That was me being sore from trail running yesterday. So speaking of global warming, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, it was 70 fucking degrees yesterday. Yesterday was February the 20th. February, 70 degrees. Oh, it was glorious. Absolutely glorious. I went trail running. First trail run of this year. Ah, it was nice. Great. I can't reach the table. Oh, I'm gonna take this off. Oh, yeah. So anyhow, legs are a little sore. But it was good. And if things go right, if we get this podcast. Been spent the last 30 minutes fucking with computer problems. Thank you. Thank you, fucking Windows. I prefer Linux. Sometimes I have to use Windows. God damn it. All right, anyway. Hi, what's up? I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the internet. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile my intellect that homes in on and destroys fucking statist all around the world, no matter what kind of fucking statist you are. If you're a homo statist, a femistatist, a statheist, fucking GLBT, KKK statist, doesn't fucking matter what kind of statist you are. I hate you, and unlike feminists, I don't need to put you in a concentration camp in order to eliminate you. All we need is natural selection. When the state goes away, there will be no need to kill the statist off and take their property from them the way the feminists want to do to men, because you'll just die. You'll die of starvation because there will be no food stamps, there will be no welfare, there will be no WIC. There will be no wealth redistribution. There will be no Social Security, no Medicare, no Medicaid. There will be none of that. There will be no jobs for people that have worthless college degrees. There will be no government jobs. There will be none of these things. And you will simply fucking die of starvation because despite the masturbational fantasies of these feminists, of this world where women make their own soap, the fact is, most of you out there could not survive on your own. You can't grow your own food. You can't make your own clothing. You can't make your own soap. You have no fucking clue how to do any of it. And I know you're going to get on the internet and find out, but there's not going to be electricity. There's not going to be internet. There's not going to be cell phones, because all those things only exist because of the government. And when the government collapses and we transition to Ancapadice, we know that all of those things will just instantly vanish, because without the government, none of that would exist. So you're all going to die. You're going to be dead. No concentration camps needed. I know that very often in the past, I have very cynically and snidely and in quite fact, quite seriously said that statist, stupid people, the sheeple, the 99%, should be put in concentration camps and exterminated. And yes, they should. But again, I don't really advocate that. Not in a serious sense. Only because, as I said, we don't need to. When Ancapadice happens, when the government, and actually before Ancapadice, this is something I've been thinking about that I might need to talk about in the future. Because right now we have statism. And sometime in the future, it is conceivable that we would have Ancapadice. Between statism and Ancapadice, there's going to be a transition period. And it is within that transition period that the statists are going to die off. And the homo sapien anarchist will have the opportunity to attain their rightful place as the superior species on Earth, as the Homo sapien status dies off en masse. Anyway, cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. You can send us email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God@cynlibsoc.com. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's the sound engineer. Keeps me straight. Looks cute. Reminds me of what I'm talking about when I forget what the fuck I'm supposed to be talking about. Also, coming in the future, I think I need to talk about, I heard that Anita Sunkisian is now on a board or something. She has some sort of official power at Twitter to censor people's speech in the name of freedom of speech. So I'm looking forward to that. What in the fuck is... You know what? I don't even care. Fuck it. The computer over there is fucking up, and I could move and investigate it, but I just don't give a shit right now. I just don't give a... Technology, man. You know, so when all the men are in concentration camps, who's going to make the computers work for all... I know. You know this one woman who's really good with computers. That's great. So there's like 17 women in the United States who can figure out how a computer works. That's not going to be enough to keep all the computers going so that women can have their cell phones and their Instagram and their Twitter and everything else. Anyway, Anita Sarkeesian, Twitter, going to shut down people's accounts for saying things she doesn't like. And saw recently somebody else in the Manospherian sphere has been shut down on the Twitterverse. Still can't believe I haven't been shut down. Still can't believe my YouTube channel is active. The fuck's wrong with you fucking nasty-ass feminist out there? Why aren't you trying to censor me? All right, let's get back to what the fuck I'm supposed to be talking about. Yeah. It's not that early in the morning. It just feels early in the morning. Probably because I got out of bed and instantly started dealing with bullshit. Yep. Yeah, and then there's that. Okay. Back to where I'm supposed to be. We're talking about the impending race war. Again, people say, no, people, social justice warriors don't want a race war. Well, when you write a blog post talking about how all men should have all their property taken away from them and then they should be put into concentration camps, that sounds to me like you're asking for a war. It sounds to me like you're asking for, in this case, a gender war, a race war, whatever. So when people tell me that, well, the social, they don't want, no, they do, you do. The left-wing statist, much more so than the right-wing statist, desperately want a war, be it between the races, be it between the genders, be it between the genders and the races. They want a war. They are the drunk person at the bar who keeps fucking with other people in a desperate attempt to start something. Why are they so desperate to start something? Why are they so desperate to start something, especially with heterosexual white men who work for a living, who are, of course, the superior people on the planet Earth? We know that we are superior because we are oppressing the rest of you, right? The patriarchy. We prevent you from doing all the things you want to do. We control your bodies. We indoctrinate your minds. You know, we run the corporations and the Illuminati. We do the chemtrails. We blew up the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center. Right? We are responsible for everything. And every choice you make is never your choice. It's the choice that we have indoctrinated you to make because we heterosexual white men who work for a living, we have the ability to control and manipulate everybody on the planet Earth. And so when you say that we're not superior to you, but then you turn around and you say that we control and manipulate everybody on the planet, as I've said before, our ability to control and manipulate everybody on the planet Earth is pretty much the fucking definition of superiority. So don't tell me I'm not superior to you unless you're willing to shut the fuck up about how I'm controlling you and manipulating you, preventing you from getting a job, how you're making 78 cents for every dollar I make, all this other fucking horseshit. All right, let me get on to the reasons, because... Oh, wait, no, this is perfect. We're 15 minutes into the podcast. I can finally start talking about what I'm supposed to be talking about. We are right on time. Right on time. Unlike a woman who never shows up on time because women are not reliable. Okay, here we go. Number two. The number one reason was in a previous podcast, in case you're wondering. This is the first time you've ever been here, and you're going, the fuck is this guy just ranting and rambling about? Is there any point in this? Yes, there is a point in this podcast. The point of this podcast is that I'm having fun. That's the fucking point. I know. You know, people leave comments. Your podcast is too long. You this could have been a good podcast, but you... People. Fucking cunts. Fucking feminist. Fucking cunts. Fucking states. Listen to me. This podcast is not for you. This is for me, okay? If you want the podcast to be what you want it to be, then you need to fucking pay me, okay? This is for me. This has not a fucking thing to do with you. If you don't like my presentation, you don't like my stylistic choices, you don't like the bad, then either go fuck yourself or send me a details of how you think the podcast should be, and then send me some fucking money. I am not doing this for your little bitch ass. I'm doing this for my little bitch ass, okay? Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Speaking of fucks, did I mention the post I read about giving zero fucks? I think I did. I gotta talk about that. I may have to read that and talk about that sometime. It's pretty fucking brilliant. All right. Shall we get on with things now? Oh, God. Hold on, I have to refill my coffee cup. Now, the question is, my friends, can I refill my coffee cup from the thermos without spilling coffee on myself? Because I'm sitting here at the microphone, I got my legs propped up, pouring hot coffee right over my crotch. If I were to spill this on my nutsack, all the feminists out there would be overjoyed. Yeah, you're a man. You deserve that. Oh my God. And then there's that, I gotta do the BuzzFeed thing, the 36 questions. I have so much to talk about. Oh God. I'm gonna have some time soon to do stuff. I would sit around and record podcast episodes today, because Randy would love that, because it's Sunday. You don't have any friends. You don't have a social life or anything, right? You have no friends. Yeah, exactly. But I want to go trail running, and that's the one thing that saves Randy from having to sit here and record episodes all day long. Mm-hmm. It's your favorite thing to do on a Sunday, isn't it? Is record episodes with me. All right. So now we're a good 20 minutes into the podcast. Let's get started on what the fuck's going on. Number two, they view others and themselves as individually unimportant and powerless. They know they lack the ability to contribute to making the world better. They see government as their proxy. The left-wing statist social justice warrior worldview is, I can't eliminate racism, so I will have the government make racism illegal. Oh, fuck, yes, that's what I was gonna see, and then I just remembered something. That's what I was gonna add. Groan, grunt into the microphone, everybody. Oh, my poor listeners, both of you. I'm working on the CLS lexicon, just because it'll piss people off. And I remembered something I need to add to it. CLS lexicon. All right, done. Okay, look, kiddos. The left-wing statist social justice warrior has this idea that, and you see this, especially too, among the femistatist, their hatred for individuality, their fear of individuality, because of course individuality means that people are different. And the social justice warrior wants diversity, tolerance, multiculturalism, which translates into this groupthink mindset in which everybody has the same ideas. Right? It's like, take that BuzzFeed video, the 36 questions women have for men or whatever, that one cunt on there says something to the effect of, how can you not like rom-coms? Everybody likes rom-coms and everybody likes Beyonce. Right? That's tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism to the social justice warrior, is that everybody must like, everybody must aesthetically approve of the things that they aesthetically approve of. Everybody must be the same. The social justice warrior has a terrified fear of any kind of individuality, anybody who is different from the hive, because to them, society is a hive. That's how they look at it. Even, and God, I gotta talk about this too. Scott Adams wrote a post here just recently, and I've talked about his book before, and I recommend you read it, Scott S. Forkay. He wrote this post where his idea, his solution to the problems, the solutions are always more laws and more taxes. The solution is to get rid of marriage. Because you see, marriage creates this situation where children have allegiance to their parents instead of to the government and the state. And if we just get rid of marriage and raise everybody in co-ops, we'll use fewer resources and this will solve global warming. For those of you who say that global warming is not a way for socialists to achieve socialism, well, no, global warming is a way for socialists to achieve socialism. It's not science, right? Anyway, it's this hive mindset. All of these left-wing status social justice warriors, and yeah, people on the far religious right also, religion brings with it a hive mindset as well. You know, we're all soldiers in Christ's army, and we're here to serve, you know. And when you take the right-wing side of the statist spectrum and you go far enough, you arrive at the same kind of hive mindset, only in service of the invisible man who lives in the sky. As you know, I mean, and then of course look at the religion of peace, Islam. There's a hive mindset there. Oh, we're gonna blow ourselves up for Allah. I mean, that's pretty fucking high. But of course, that's the religion of peace. And when, isn't it interesting that when white men have sex with a woman who wants to have sex with them, it's rape? But when, I'm waiting for this to happen, if it hasn't happened already. I don't spend a lot of time reading feminist shit on the internet. I'm waiting for someone to put forth the theory that the reason all these Muslim men in Germany were raping all these women is because after they migrated to Germany, they were infected by the patriarchy. And, you know, they came to Germany loving women and caring about women and being the religion of peace and all this other stuff. And then, holy shit, they were exposed to the patriarchy there in Germany, and it just drove them, they couldn't deal with it. Like they were bombarded with all these images of skinny women in bikinis, and you know, they were told that women were in fear and all this stuff, and it essentially made them go crazy and go out and rape these women. I'm wondering why no femistatist has gone ahead to blame this on the heterosexual white males who work for a living patriarchy. Or maybe, as I said, it's already happened and I just don't know it because I don't pay attention. The left-wing statist social justice warrior doesn't have a concept of individuality. They don't understand that individual people are different. They see people as, you know, insects that are here to serve the hive. The hive is what's important, not the individual. And this is one of the reasons why they don't have a problem inciting these race and gender wars, which, again, they will lose. And I mean that in all seriousness. When it begins, sorry kids, the white men are going to win, right? We are better at killing and enslaving other people. Yeah. You've got your Muslims and they can blow themselves up. But as General Patton said, the object of war is not to die for your country, it's to make the other son of a bitch die for his country. So yes, I encourage you little Muslim fuckers out there, keep blowing yourselves up, because eventually you'll blow yourselves out of existence. It's just like all of you left-wing women who want to get all your fucking abortions. Please keep getting abortions. Please abort yourselves out of existence. And this is, of course, why also they want the public schools, and they want the children to be raised in indoctrination camps, and they want to eliminate marriage, because the left-wing statist women aren't doing, actually they're doing a lot of reproducing, it's just the ones on welfare, but they're killing off their own children. That's why they need to get your children and indoctrinate your children with their beliefs. Coffee. They understand that they are worthless, that they cannot make the world a better place by doing anything through their own actions. And they understand that the government, the state, has to do everything for them. And thus, perhaps on a subconscious level, because they recognize they don't have the ability to make the world a better place, they, at the same time, recognize their own expendability, their own lack of value. And I think this is why, part of why, they just have no sense of self-preservation. Let's move on to number three. Number three. They are so convinced that it's the place of the government and other people to provide them with a safe space, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and financially, that it never occurs to them to protect it themselves by saving money, spending less money when they make, learning to deal with other people's opinions, learning self-defense, or to not antagonize people who will, if pushed far enough, kill them. The statist, the left-wing statist, social justice warrior, has no sense of self-preservation, simply put, because they've never had to be concerned with self-preservation. And this is why, again, so many women fall into this category, and so many women have this mindset. Women know they don't have to give a shit about anything, because men will always come and rescue them. The left-wing state, a social justice warrior, is somebody who's never had to provide for themselves. They've never had a care. They've never had to take responsibility for their own lives, for their own existence, for their own sustenance. Right? They've always gotten the food stamps and the WIC and the welfare. Mommy and daddy have paid for things. Friends have bailed them out. They've started Kickstarters, all this other shit. They've never had to be responsible for providing for themselves. They've never had to worry about where money is going to come from. Are they going to be safe? I mean, how many social justice warriors do you find in the ghetto where there's actual gang warfare, people shooting each other over drug deals and shit? I don't know. I haven't hung out there. This is a question. Do you find a lot of social justice warriors there? I suspect you don't. Most of the social justice warriors you see are upper middle class or richer white women. And then, of course, they're little beta males who still live with their parents. And one of the social justice warrior femistatist cunts that I associated with at one time, you know, she was all of these things, and I was like, yeah, because we were working together. She was a client. She was giving me money. I take your money. Money is all green. And one time we're having this discussion, and she's, you know, and she teaches yoga for a living the way they all do. And we're having this discussion, and she's talking about how she's going back home to see her family in California, yeah. And then her family is going out fox hunting. I'm like, really? I didn't say this, but I'm thinking this. It's like, oh, your family goes fox hunting. And suddenly it becomes clear to me how this woman can spend all of her life doing nothing but teaching yoga and talking about veganism and the patriarchy, and yet afford airplane tickets and travel and the automobile and the nice house she was living in and all this other stuff. Because you can't rent, a $1,500 a month house teaching yoga. And suddenly it all becomes clear how she's doing this because of her rich parents. So you show me a social justice warrior, and I will show you somebody who has never had to provide for themselves and has no concept they will ever need to provide for themselves, and thus doesn't have any sense of self-preservation. They never think about, well, what's going to happen if I run out of money? What will happen if I lose my source of income? Right? These things never, what will happen if somebody tries to mug me? What will happen if? Because in their world, there is no if. There's always a man, be it daddy, boyfriend, husband, brother, or all men, via government, via wealth redistribution, via food stamps, welfare, alimony, child support. There's always people with penises who are bailing them out. And of course, remember, men, whose fault is this? Ultimately, it's our fault, because men are the ones who let women vote. Men are the ones who are so desperate for women's approval that we let them get away with all this shit. Number four. They utilize a reproductive strategy and a... I can't read. Take two. They utilize our reproductive strategy and accordingly place less importance on the individual and greater importance on multitudes. Both welfare left statist and the religious right statist seek to reproduce in large numbers so as to overwhelm any evolutionary opposition. So R versus K reproduction, very quickly. R selection. Is where you drink coffee while you're doing your podcast. Our selection reproduction is the type of is a reproductive strategy where you reproduce in great multitudes and just sort of throw the kids out into the world and hope enough of them survive. Versus K strategy reproductive, or K selection reproductive strategy, in which case you have fewer offspring, but you invest more time in nurturing the offspring to help them survive. Again, when you look at both the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist, the left-wing statist social justice warrior, the right-wing statist religious fanatics, both of them take the same approach: make lots of babies. Right? The welfare left wants to make lots of babies, and of course they're encouraged to do so by, oh my God, and then, I haven't watched this video yet. This I'm going to have to talk about also. There's a Big Think video in which there is the assertion that if there's a lot of people who cannot vote because they're criminals, and the assertion is that if those criminals were allowed to vote, it would change elections in the United States, because those criminals would overwhelmingly vote Democrat. Criminals would overwhelmingly vote Democrat. So what you're saying is most criminals are also Democrats. Isn't it amazing how Every time the Democrats assert that if only something were different, more people would vote Democrat, it's always, you know, the stupid people. You know, if more people on welfare voted, there'd be more Democrat votes. Okay. You know, if more criminals voted, there'd be more Democrat votes. If we lowered the voting age, if we allowed 16-year-olds who barely know their ass from a hole in the ground to vote, you know, if we allowed another group of unintelligent people to vote, there'd be more votes for Democrats. Do you ever notice Democrats never come out and say, hey, if we let more rich people vote, there'd be more votes for if we let more people who own their own businesses vote, there'd be more votes for Democrats. If we let more people who have jobs vote, there'd be more. No, it's always the inferior and the stupid people, right? If more welfare recipients, if more single mothers, if more battered women, if more criminals, if more 16-year-olds, if all those people voted, there'd be more votes for Democrats. Anyway, I'll watch the video and see what it says, and who knows. Okay, what the fuck was... Oh, yeah. R versus K reproduction. Because the left-wing state of social justice warrior is in the mindset of, you know, women should get on welfare, they don't need a man, they just spit out as many babies as possible and get them in the public school system. This is another reason why they see themselves and other people as expendable, and why they don't really fear being killed off in the race war that they want to start. To them, it's all about numbers. You just create more and more and more social justice warriors, which is interesting because at the same time they believe in overpopulation, but of course they only believe in overpopulation in African countries where the black people are at. That's why they want to deny the black people electricity but make sure they get birth control, because we want to have enough black people that social justice warriors can go over to Africa and have their photo taken surrounded by black children as evidence that they're not racist, sexist, homophobic, and that they care about the environment and poor people and all this other stuff. But they don't want too many black people over there in Africa because they don't really like black people. They just enjoy using black people as props to emphasize how tolerant, multicultural, and compassionate they are. Number five. They don't have any sense of responsibility. Oh, I actually kind of talked about this already. They don't have any sense of responsibility because they know a man or men will always provide for them. The government will always be there to give them money and resources enough to keep them alive long enough to vote Democrat. This is really pretty much the same fucking thing. These are my half-assed notes that I'm reading to you. Yeah, this is pretty much the same thing as number three. Again, they don't fear for their existence. They have no concept of their own mortality because they know that the government, the state, wants to keep them alive so that they can keep voting Democrat, and of course also so they can keep consuming. Right, there's this terrible fear that the evil corporations, if the government doesn't regulate them, are going to kill people off. But I think ultimately the left-wing state of social justice warrior knows that the corporations aren't going to kill them off because the corporations want to keep them alive so that they keep buying the stuff that the corporations create. Remember, corporations only have money and power because you keep buying their shit. And because they can then take the money you use to buy their shit to buy the politicians you elected. So there it is, folks. The race war, possibly the gender war, who knows? Something's coming. And these people are pushing hard for it, and they're pushing hard for it because they don't understand they're going to lose. And they don't understand they're going to lose because they don't understand that it's possible for them to die. These are people who have never experienced hardship. Well, I mean, they have. They've experienced hardship. They've gone on Twitter and seen opinions that they disagree with, and for them, that constitutes hardship. But they've never experienced true hardship, true pain, true suffering, and so they just don't have any idea that it's possible. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to move. Hang on. Let's see if I can do this without knocking the microphone over. They have no idea that it's possible for them to lose their lives because, like children, they don't have any concept of their own mortality. They don't understand that one day they're going to die and that they might die sooner rather than later by running around trying to pick fights with people who, by their own assessment, are these evil, psychotic, murdering, racist, sexist, homophobic psychos. Right? White men are so dangerous. White men want to kill everybody. White men all have guns and they just rape women and they shoot black people and oppress everybody, and white men are evil and crazy. So hey, let's go out and fuck with them. And this tells me you're not very smart. Again, telling you, the concentration camp for white men, all in favor of it. Let's do it. I would love to be someplace. And all right, never mind. I'm not going to talk about this blog post. I'm going to save it. Shh, save it. In this Femistatus blog post, which I'm not talking about, she's not just saying we're going to do this in the United States, the royal we, right? Speaking of royal, so I started back on Game of Thrones because another season finally came out from where I left off. I think it's season 4. And I just watched the first disc. And I'm sitting there, I'm watching the episode. And again, just the statism. Oh my God. And the great man-ism. You know, the need for a messiah. You've got, what's her name, Khaleesi, out there wandering around the desert with all these people following her, and just, oh, she's going to save us, you know, it's just, oh, she's their messiah. I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, really? And then, of course, you got all the people and the king and blah, 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 and everybody's just like, oh, it's just statism. It's just nothing but statism. Of course, then again, if you don't have all that, you don't have any drama, and if you don't have any drama, it's not interesting. Again, and Capadice would make for a really fucking boring TV series, because there wouldn't be that much drama, because nobody would have control over other people's lives. And I'm watching Game of Thrones, and as it normally has been going through my brain the entire time, ever since little Joffrey. Dude, the kid's name is Joffrey. No wonder he's a fuck. I mean, I understand that he's inbred because, you know, his sister and brother fucked and he came out of the womb. I understand that, and the character, you know, again, it's TV, it's not real. I understand the character, the actor is playing a character who is an inbred fucking retard. But the kid's name is Joffrey. Can you imagine how much fun the other kids made of him? No wonder he's such a fucking douchebag. So anyhow, the whole time I'm sitting here in the series and Joffrey becomes king, I'm just like, oh God, you know, it's kind of like electing Obama. Fucking retard. Oh, should I say it? But doesn't matter. I'm already racist, sexist, and homophobic, but Obama, instead of being inbred, is a half-bred. Oh! But wait, there's no such thing as races. There's no such thing as different races. Jesus Christ. So if there's no such thing as different races, why does it matter what color somebody is? Oh, that's right. Because it does. Because black lives matter. Anyway, back to King Joffrey. So King Joffrey, the little inbred retard with the emotional problems, becomes king, and I'm just sitting there thinking, why doesn't somebody just kill the little fucker? I mean, come on, just off the little son of a bitch when no one's looking, right? It's not like you have cameras around and DNA evidence and forensics. Joffrey goes, he's taking a shit, you just come in and slit his throat. This would be so easy to solve. You're not, how are you going to get caught, right? It's the fucking olden days. Anyway, finally, somebody poisoned the little fucker and he died. I was so happy. It's like, thank God this little fucker is dead. He's such a retard. So now, of course, the question is, who poisoned Joffrey? I have no idea. I know anything about, I haven't read the books, yada, I don't know. I'm wondering if it wasn't, what's her face, that he just married. Because think about it, she just married the king, now she's the queen. She could kill him off. But the thing is, they're probably, so see, this will be interesting to see, because it's all statism. See, this is what's fascinating about this, is watching the statism. And, you know, thinking about statism in real life and statism in fiction. Statism is fascinating. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now. Because she's the queen, so there's no king. So then I'm assuming, I'm not an expert on Game of Thrones hierarchical, ascensions of power. So does that mean she's not the queen anymore? Because the king is. So basically, does the rulership pass on through the male or through the female? If rulership only passes through the male, then perhaps she's not the queen anymore. But if she is the queen, that means whoever marries her is now going to be the king. So who are they going to try to marry off to her in order to make that person king? Eh, you know, and this is why drama is dramatic and why it's fun. And this is why drama should be on TV, not in real life. I have not been keeping up with the election. Speaking of Game of Thrones, I've not been keeping up with the elections. I've just seen a couple of things here and there that Donald Trump is winning and has won. And I think Donald Trump won in North Carolina. I saw a headline. Again, I'm just reading headlines. I have no information here, but I should check it out to find out how Hillary's doing, because I have made the prediction that Hillary Clinton will be the next president. And this is one of those things. It's like, well, either I'm right or I'm wrong. It'll be, if I'm right, I'll brag about it and say I told you so. I find it interesting that, because I also predicted that both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders would get the Ron Paul treatment, where their supporters at the primaries would just be ignored. And of course, are these primaries, what are these things called that are happening now? I don't even fucking know, because the government, it's like, dude, I'm not going to sit around and haggle about aspects of the government. I'm beyond that. I've done that in the past. When I was a right-wing statist, when I was a minarchist, when I was liberal, I did all that shit. Statism is statism. It doesn't really matter, and that's why I don't care enough to understand this shit. I also predicted that Trump and Sanders would both just get ignored by the establishment, because the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats are terrified of anybody who doesn't toe the line, you know, just as the Republicans were terrified of Ron Paul. So far, that doesn't seem to be happening, which is, on one hand, sad, because it means I predicted something and I was wrong. On the other hand, it's good, because anything that shits in the faces of the Republicans and the Democrats is totally okay by me. And that's why. Now, if Sanders wins the election, oh God, we're going to be fucked. This guy is going to try to give so much. Somebody on Yik Yak the other day posted something to the effect that said, isn't it interesting that all of Bernie Sanders supporters are students and poor people? And it's like, well, of course, it's the two people who want shit for free, students and poor people. By students here, we mean college students, right? It's the two groups of people in our society that their entire lives revolve around getting things from other people because they don't have any money, because they have no way to create value for other people. So if Sanders actually wins the presidency, that's going to be interesting because we will, as a nation, the royal we, the United States will, you know, to the degree that he's allowed to do so, move closer to socialism. And this could be a good thing because if he starts giving away all of this quote-unquote free stuff, it will, of course, increase the national debt and drive the federal government closer to that point of bankruptcy, closer to the point of being financially insolvent, which will bring it closer to the point of financial, followed by actual, you know, functional, operational collapse. And it is the collapse of the federal government that will take us into the transitional phase between statism and anarcho-capitalism. And so while you may argue, if you're an anarcho-capitalist, that Bernie Sanders becoming president is a bad thing, certainly, yes, it is a bad thing in some ways, but it is a good thing in the sense that it will bring the United States government, federal government, closer to that point of collapse. And then, of course, once the federal government collapses and there is no welfare and bailouts for the corporations, that will bring us closer to the corporations that should not exist also collapsing. So then we get rid of the banking corporations, we get rid of like the pharmaceutical corporations, the military-industrial complex corporations, all of those corporations that are no longer getting government money collapse, and of course we begin the spiral. And then there's the Trumpening. Donald Trump apparently winning some votes. If Donald Trump became president, I'm not going to lie, I would probably jack off. That would be so good. If Donald Trump became president, I would probably beat my meat to that. Because, not because I support Trump or agree with Trump, but because so many people whom I hate, hate him with such a passion, that would give me a hard-on. If Trump becomes president, not Hillary Clinton, that would be the time in my life I'm the most happy to have ever been wrong.